Good evening. Thanks to Jimmy and all who are responsible for my standing here, reading new poetry. Everything I'm reading is getting ready to go out. It's not entirely finished. Sorry about that. One of the purposes of poetry is to set the world straight, which this poem will accomplish. It is entitled, What is Needed? What is needed is an egg or bacon or both containing caffeine. What is needed is a pill for decent character, a pill for insight, a suppository that cures being an asshole. Being an asshole, in many cases, is a chronic, pre-existing condition. If you have met more than 10 people in your life, your asshole sample size is already statistically significant. What is needed is prison camps for people who think prison camps are a good idea, and a decree that all exercise equipment whatsoever, every stepper, every stationary bike, every barbell shall be tied to an efficient electrical generator to feed power directly into the grid. The stand-up desk must yield to the treadmill desk. Taxes shall be assessed in inverse proportion to the number of books read minus the number of movie explosions watched in a given year. This is a notebook poem, observations from a trip to upstate Pennsylvania for a funeral. It's also a poem which speaks to the importance of setting up a chessboard with the white square in the lower right corner. It's called Crossless. And she asked me quite earnestly what book I was reading, for I'd been reading it the whole time. And that was a torque in her world. Two tables down, the guys were playing chess, board set up sideways. The kings, little crosses long lost, mistaken for queens. Up the hill, the university, slowly shrinking, folks considering which buildings would make a prison. Prison is where you find it, I would say. But instead, I tell her about great dreams and let the queens settle in to their crucial but less powerful new role. I also, in poetry, like to get history set right, so I'm doing that here. This is entitled Still With Us. Some would like you to believe that the sonnet and iambic pentameter came from England freely, openly, but surely that cannot be. Nothing so valuable is given up that easily. It must have been smuggled in at risk of life, and surely many hundreds died, just as so many died for the Tyndale translation of the Bible. The gold from the Americas was spent long ago, but the sonnets are still with us. I've been having a bit of a geological theme to some of the things I'm working on lately. Don't know why. I do find myself, perhaps it's my age, seeing certain geological processes as awfully slow. So this is sort of addressed to a mountain chain. And it doesn't yet have a title, but I'm playing with Delay Not, Neither Hesitate in Your Going. Lay not up thy soil in terraces, where plants take the good, nibble the bedrock, hide you the while pushing the rain and the ice into your cracks. You are destined for the sea. Go. Go now. And this, too, it comes straight from a magazine, Scars. The March Scientific American has an article on the lasting, corrosive neurological effects of child abuse. Also another about asteroid impacts and those subsequent unrelenting era-long volcanic eruptions with their inevitable mass extinctions. Only one of them is entitled Scars That Won't Heal. Okay, so prophecy is another thing that poetry does, and otherwise, I do not think I could explain this poem to you. So here it just is, Habakkuk on Chaw. For 6 decades now, the barns have urged me, chew male pouch tobacco, but still I resist. Side effects may include headaches, nausea, vomiting, jazz, and a taste for Dostoevsky. The key to eternal life is firm, springy skin and the right phone, synced to the right software, synced to the latest model of the perfect car. Many are spoken to, but faithless, few will listen. Those who run neglect to read. Verily, you have been told, male pouch tobacco is the way. And poetry being perverse, I will finish with a prolegomenon. This is prolegomenon to any future temporal exhortation. And it's a poem about putting off writing the poem. I thought the way I picked the dirt, the accumulated residue of me, out of my watch with a bent paperclip rather than start this poem was especially clever. But then I got to thinking about how often I get asked the time these days by busy people, prosperous people, people who I expect to know the time of day, which makes me wonder why fewer people wear watches these days. And I look around and it's true, lots of naked wrists these days. And the watch pocket of blue jeans, the pocket I used to put my spare change in, the pocket created to hold a pocket watch is suddenly changing shape, and I can't get my fingers down it to extract a coin. And a pocket watch certainly wouldn't fit in it, and I ask myself what the pocket watch pocket is for anymore. And I wonder, has the world gone mad that no one wants to know the essential structural detail of our lives, which is time? And how is it that more and more of our tools know what time it is? Laptops, televisions, beepers, phones, but fewer and fewer of ourselves. And I can tell right off that this trend isn't toward pastoral utopia, but is a bad thing in our watchwork world, and that people ought to do a survey, and that people of conscience should exhort the masses, but not me, because this is what I do. I write poems, and then I go for a walk or explore the lost treasures of the local library. And when, occasionally, one poor soul or another comes partly awake, feels a yearning, a need to know what time it is, I tell them. Thank you.